Like many novelists, Mindy Meltz turns to the seeds of her life and observations as the foundation for her fiction. Also, Meltz said she's always wanted to write the kind of fiction she wanted to read.
I guess fairy tales seem to be like the realm of children. The whole realm of the mythical and dreams, it's not recognized how important that realm is for defining the meaning of our existence and how we behave as a society.
Meltz has just published the final part of her After Ever After trilogy. The inspiration and larger question behind it is right there in the title. Meltz wanted to explore what happens after the happily ever after.
There is no fairy tale about marriage or long-term intimate relationship itself. Like, that's considered just kind of boring everyday life. Like, there's no mythical fairy tale about that. And I wanted to create one. So it's also about becoming a sovereign woman. And what does that fairy tale look like? What does that story look like?
Since her first novel in 2008, reviewers have likened Meltz's prose to poetry. She said nature has always been at the heart of her language, and she imbues animals with characteristics that bridge the earthly and otherworldly.
Now I write what's called fantasy, but I don't even think of myself as a fantasy writer because I don't actually like genre fantasy, and I don't think of it that way. I love the mythical, I love fairy tales, and I ended up bringing literary fiction kinds of writing into that world.
Her characters and settings are so vast, Meltz orients readers at the front of her book with maps of her made-up world and a reference list summarizing each of her characters.
My inner world is very big, so it's like I go into it and it's like another place. I think a lot of it is intuitive. It's a combination between this intuitive sense of the character's journey and what I intended. It feels almost like a spiritual process. I'm sorry, but it does. It's like something very mysterious about it. And then there's moments where it's like this aha moment where things just feel like they're clicking together.
Meltz grew up without siblings in mid-coastal Maine. Her father was a movie critic for the state's largest newspaper. And from her early childhood, Meltz remembers feeling empty if she weren't writing.
Early on, I loved to write about animals and I loved to read about animals. And that's always stayed with me, that nature is kind of foundational to the language that I use in writing and my themes and the spirit of it and the atmosphere out of it.
Meltz earned a master's degree in transpersonal psychology and later was a teacher and counselor. She said she can now devote her time to writing, though she doesn't expect or need to earn a living from it. Before she'd built any kind of audience, Meltz said that financial freedom allowed her to walk away from a well-connected agent who offered to take her on, if only she would shorten her work and steer it toward more traditional fantasy.
If I was going to write something else, then I might as well just get some other job. Like, it's like the whole point to me of writing is writing what's coming from my soul. I know that sounds dramatic, but it really is. That's how it feels to me.
Meltz and her husband moved from California to Bat Cave in 2006. She said the local landscape, as with everywhere she's lived, has worked its way into her writing.
California was super dramatic landscape, and that was a dramatic period of my life emotionally. And I was writing a lot of Lonely in the Heart of the World back there. And whereas here, and I'm writing about long-term relationship and this kind of deeper, more intimate process, I feel like the mountains here echo that because they're just more subtle. It took me a while to really appreciate the beauty of this place and all that it has to offer. It feels like a place that I kind of grow into more. Also, it's very jungly here, and so that helps with like the jungle part of the writing too.
Meltz said she's giving herself time to let the stories and characters from her trilogy grow more distant in her rearview mirror before plotting out her next book. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.